This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good Thursday afternoon. Welcome into Grant and Danny. It's October 3rd, 2024. You are listening to The Fan. Excellent show lined up for you today. Commanders starting center Tyler Biadasz joins us in 90 minutes at 3:30. We're giving out tickets to the Caps home opener in 2 hours at 4. And we've got tickets to see Deftones. We'll give those out in 4 hours at 6 o'clock right here on The Fan. Danny, how are you?
I'm very well. I don't want to say anything inflammatory. Remember, I agree with all of you, and I disagree with the people I'm supposed to disagree with. I like what you like. I'm on your team. However, I need the kids to be in school. We have a no-school thing today and a no-school thing tomorrow. That's a no from me, dog. Here's my platform. Vote Rouye in no election. I'll never run ever. But here's my platform. When the grown-ups are at work, the kids are in school. But Danny, what about when the grown-ups are at work, the kids are in school? On work days, they're also school days. Grown-ups are off? Yeah. Send them home. Let's go to get the haircut. Let's go to the grocery store. Let's go to the playground. By all means, let's have a nice weekend. Let's get an Airbnb somewhere. But when those grown-ups go to work, you know where the kids go? Every time. There's one-to-one. There's no deviation. When the grown-ups go to work, the kids go to school. Grown-ups go to work, and the kids go to school. It's a little rhyme you can remember.
I've got to thank all the people that reached out to me
mm-hmm.
and who have wished me well for the prayers, the thoughts, everything. Means a lot. I fell going up my steps yesterday.
Yeah.
And I scratched my finger.
I didn't know how you wanted to address it. If you wanted to just get out of the top of the show, it's the big elephant in the room here.
A little bit of blood.
Show the cameras on YouTube.
Some skin was peeled.
I can't even look at it.
I am wearing this Band-Aid right here. If you want to watch the show, you can do that on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream. Initially, upon my medical tests on the sideline right mm-hmm. after it happened.
You go in the blue tent.
They said, there's no way you're coming back out. None. No way we see you again. Pretty sure I overheard Pam Oliver saying she's never seen anything quite like it in 34 years on the sideline. I'm here today. And in show business, and as a hockey guy, that next shift is yours. Show must go on. So not all heroes star in the Avengers. I am here. I will be here all show long for you guys. I'm doing it for Danny. I'm mostly doing it for Darius and Ryan mm-hmm. because they're counting on me.
Yeah.
But I'm also mainly doing it for you guys.
So I don't, it's the immediate factor. So you don't know, it's always, we struggle to quantify things historically. But so I'm trying to have some perspective on it, right? Talking about your injury and what you're dealing with today.
What I'm overcoming.
Yeah.
The braveness I'm showing.
I respectfully would still go Ronnie Lott amputating the top of his finger. One.
Debatable, but fine.
You two.
Jordan flu game?
Three.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
I'll accept the terms.
So Ronnie Lott, still to this day, Ronnie, do you have a top of your pinky? No. Why? I cut it off to keep playing. That's one. You're number two.
As an aside, though, like shtick aside, the worst thing that can happen in terms of minor nothing burger, no one feels bad for you injuries, is whatever this is.
Yeah.
It's one thing to scrape your finger.
Yeah.
The thing where like a little bit of a chunk, but you can't do anything about it, just like leaves you.
Just sitting there.
And it's just open air, and if the Band-Aid's not on it, then it feels like somebody's stabbing it the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I'm making a little bit of a joke, but
it's super annoying.
I am definitely feeling it at all times.
Well, there's and this is not the same, but last night, this is totally true. I bit my tongue harder than I've probably ever bit my tongue.
One's tough.
It's on the left side, where I think it was my canine, this guy right here, I think got it somehow. And I screamed, and everyone's looking at me at dinner, like, what is the matter with you? I'm like, I bit my tongue. Just leave me alone. Shut up. It's still bothering me. So, but like, you can't see
it. That was last night?
Yeah, it was last night.
And you're here.
Yeah.
The courage.
Right. And it's a talking mechanism.
That you're displaying.
And nobody, like you, because no one can see it, you're just going like, ah, I'm so sensitive. This really is bothering me. I just want to let everyone know that I'm in pain. Everyone's like, shh, 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 shh. Quiet. People are having fun.
Today's about perseverance.
Yeah.
On the Grant and Danny radio program. A congratulations is in order to Jaden Daniels. This is not a surprise in any way, but he was named the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Month.
Another one.
That is what happens when you are named the Rookie of the Week three times.
Another one.
In four possible weeks of football. And this is what happens when you have 24 scoring drives and only 19 incompletions to this point on the year. This is what happens when you punt once in three games. Daniels completing about 82% of his passes, breaking NFL records in that regard. The player of the month among rookies, the offensive rookie of the month, is Jaden Daniels, who sets the pace for this rookie class.
100% well-deserved. The start to his career, the start to his pro regular season game journey has been beyond anybody's expectations. And it would be one thing if everyone else had hit the ground running too, if Caleb Williams had started the same way, just slinging it around the yard, 300-yard passing games, multiple touchdowns, or someone had done what Justin Herbert was doing or C.J. Stroud was doing last year at this point, and nobody is. So even given the way the league is changing, the way the league is forcing, I would say, more mature passing, meaning it's not just pat the rock, sling it down the field and see what happens, YOLO, it's cerebral, smart, check it down, close to the line of scrimmage, read and react, get it out quickly. He's one of the fastest to get the ball out of his hands. Good decision-making is there. The coaching staff is accentuating that and working in a really smart way. It's his award, obviously, and he deserves it, but you share it with the context. You share it with everybody else that's, A, around the league not doing anywhere near as well as you are, and, B, a coaching staff with a really good, smart plan to accentuate those
things. The first month has gone as well as it could have.
Absolutely.
All expectations have been met or exceeded, and almost everything that could have happened offensively has either gone as planned or better. So it's just hard to not be really, really excited as they get ready for the Cleveland Browns as favorites at home on Sunday. We'll talk to center Tyler Biadasz, who's yet to be flagged for anything, who is part of a offensive line that ranks number one in run blocking and number eight in pass blocking, according to ESPN's metrics. Four games into the season, he's going to join us coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes. To your point, everyone's had a share in this thing. The receiving room has played well. The tight ends have been good. The blocking at the tight end position has been fantastic. The O-line, the coaching staff, Daniels himself, the running back room. I mean, it's just an everybody's eating kind of situation right now, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. I saw something online last night that brought a smile to my face. My lips were filled with smile. Today marks the first of 55 days. Do you know what is going to happen for 55 straight days?
I believe we don't have a day or evening, as it were, without a football game.
Starting today and for the next 55 days in a row, there will be a football game on, either by way of college or the NFL, that you can watch. You probably have to have a bunch of apps, but most of us do anyway. If you got a smart TV, you could probably watch those.
Yeah, there'll be a couple that'll test your boundaries. There'll be like a Tulane, New Mexico State game, at midnight somewhere.
This is always my favorite part, though, of the fall when this happens. It's go time. Grab that seatbelt. Make sure it clicks. and let's get ready to rock and roll.
Grab that net, catch that beautiful butterfly, pal.
Thursday night football tonight, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Atlanta Falcons playing little NFC South rock. I don't know what's better for Washington here. I would imagine you pick a team that you think wins that division, and you want them to win so that there are fewer South teams, theoretically, with a good record that you're competing with for the wild card. And if that's the case, then you probably want the Bucs to get to 4-1. They'd be the favorites pretty heavily in the South, rather than 2-3-2 teams and the potential for 3 if the Saints were to win this weekend, all tied for first place. But should be an entertaining game. Falcons favored narrowly at home against a Bucs team. It's actually been better than them this season, so the line's a little bit interesting.
Yeah, I want to get back to that in a second, but just in terms of rooting for, to me it's Tampa, and it's not close, because that's easily better for Washington. It's not quite the college football adage where anybody who beats you, you want them to run the table so that your loss looks better in the eyes of voters. There's no voters, obviously, in pro football, but if someone's going to win that division, you'd like the leader in the division to win that division, especially because they already beat you. You're quite literally trying to take away another potential spot from somebody else. The NFC South winner will go to the postseason.
But I mean is, if you think Tampa's going to be good, then you want that. If you don't think the Bucs are the best team in the division, as an example, like the Falcons a few weeks ago coming into the year, I didn't really get it, but a lot of people had them as the NFC South favorite.
Yeah, I did.
If that is the case, and you still think Atlanta's the best team, and they got off to, you know, the bad week one start with Cousins coming off the Achilles offensively, you know, they could have won the Kansas City game. They didn't. If you think when it's all said and done, they're the best team in the South, then you shouldn't want Tampa Bay to get off to a 4-1 start, because for the same reason we're talking about with the Commanders beating the Browns, it starts to get really hard to not imagine a team winning 9 or 10 games. It's the same thing for Tampa Bay. So I think it's mainly going to come down to just what do you envision the Bucs being the rest of the way.
Right, and so I guess that's a fair counter. My vision is that the Bucs are the best team in that division.
It looks like it.
Right.
Their lone loss is a really bad loss.
Yes.
I mean,
they
really
were gross.
Bad.
They played terribly.
They played a Denver team that's not good, and they lost 26-7 in a putrid performance. But their wins are very solid. They dominated Washington. They beat Detroit. I thought they got outplayed in that game.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter. You don't need style points. When you beat a team like the Lions, considered the best in the conference, and then they doubled up the Eagles this past weekend.
Yeah, they beat a vulnerable team. I don't know if the Eagles weren't good last week. I still think the Eagles will be good, but they're not yet. And they did what you should do. They beat the brakes off a team they're better than.
Big game for the Falcons, though. They're at home for the second time in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They snuck out a win they probably shouldn't have against the New Orleans Saints this past week.
Yep.
On a final-minute field goal. They got down the field via PI and then kicked a Younghoe Koo game winner from like 55 yards. So they got that win. If they can win this game, they would be 3-2. With a near win against Kansas City as the only loss in their last 4 games at that point, and then Carolina and Seattle coming up on the schedule. So a nice opportunity for them to possibly get to 4-2 if they could beat Tampa Bay. Interestingly, their only 2 losses would be against AFC teams at that point, too.
Which would really help them,
that is about as tiebreaker-friendly as it gets. I know it's too early to start thinking about that, but look, if Commanders are going to be good and they're 3-1 trying to get to 4-1, we might as well start looking at some of these conference wild card friendly type games.
It's relevant
through the lens of what Washington might want.
So they play Tampa twice in 4 weeks here, which is kind of crazy, right? So they open up Tampa tonight.
Do you like that or not?
So I like it when it
used to happen ever until like 5 years ago.
Well, I like it at the end of the season when you get all your conference games in, quote unquote, your division games in that way. You sprinkle one earlier, but for whatever reason, their chunk is in the middle of the season. So it's Tampa, Carolina, 2 divisional games, then Seattle, then Tampa again, another divisional game, Dallas, divisional game at the Saints. They, in their last, I think it's 6 games or 7 games, they only have 1 divisional game.
Yeah.
So you're used to seeing that, like, we stack the divisional stuff at the back end. They're stacking theirs in October and early November.
I still don't
which
know
is
how I
odd.
Feel, though, in the NFL about the games really close together. We've seen in the last couple of years, I think Washington did this once, actually, where they had a game against the Giants, a bye week, and a game against the Giants.
Yeah, it was that twice, yeah.
When I was a kid, that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
You would have a game against the team in the first 4 to 5 weeks in your division, and then you'd have one in December, basically. You wouldn't see them for long periods of time. But there's normally 1 or 2 times every NFL season now where teams are play twice in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I love that.
I don't love that. So at the end of the season, I could sort of get down with that, maybe, but the Giants by Giants, that was stupid. Don't do that. Separate it by at least 2 games. You know, you play a team once in 5 weeks or twice in 5 weeks, I can sort of deal with that if it's kind of, down at the end of the season. But right in the middle, I found it utterly bizarre. But anyway, but to Atlanta specifically, it could be glass half full, glass half empty with them, right? They've been in every game, right? They've lost every game or won every game by a score. It hasn't seemed great, but they found a way a couple times. So maybe you kind of go, okay, if we get our footing, we could be the best team in this division. Or this is what we are. It's a coin toss every week. It's going to come down to one possession.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. Tyler Biotish today at 3:30, and those tickets to the Caps home opener right here at 4 o'clock. Jaden Daniels' jersey is the number one selling jersey in the National Football League. I saw somewhere, and I don't know if this is true, that he also has the second highest selling jersey over a short period of time based on the other color. Like, you could go white, you could go burgundy, whatever. Point being, the guy is right now the biggest star in the National Football League, and you cannot turn on a national shouty show where they're not doing some topic about where he ranks and how good he is and how lucky we are in Washington, which is a fact. We might have found the thing we've been searching for decades. We were out on the beach, Danny, like that old guy who woke up really early with his little, his beeping machine, his little metal finder.
A little metal detector.
Beep, beep. And we might have finally found the thing, the buried treasure. So we're lucky. We're happy about that. But because of his jersey sales, kind of got me to thinking about him being the it guy, the Commanders right now being the it team. Then I saw this quote from Roger Goodell on Good Morning Football. Have you heard what he said about the Commanders this week?
Oh, I saw it.
I'm going to read this quote to people. Goodell on NFL Network did a morning interview. This was 2 days ago. Would have been on Tuesday. I know what that franchise means to that community. You can see they're on the right path. I just think that team is on the rise. I think it'll be fun for the league to have them back. Now, there's a lot you can pull out of that quote. First of all, I think it's an amazing quote to say have them back, because it really does feel like we've been on our own island out here, not really a part of the NFL, just completely irrelevant for a long time.
Yeah, everyone kind of had to play pretend, right? I mean, because you it's really hard to remove an owner. It took what we just went through, which is lawsuits, minority owners, suing, court cases involving Bruce Allen, John Gruden, potentially, behind-the-scenes testimony, debt that couldn't be repaid, and all the strong-arming in the world is what it took to pry that tyrant away from his team. It's not, the owners are set up to be owners, and that's what the whole league is. It's a group of 32, give or take, with Green Bay being the exception, but basically 32 billionaires in a club. And that's what this is. It's all for their amusement, really, and to make a lot of money. It's not set up to remove them.
I think it'll be fun for the league to have them back. It reminds me of the member of the family that was cast off. You got into the relationship that everyone else didn't support, or you went down the wrong path and they tried to help you and they couldn't. And eventually they just kind of wrote you off and said, they'll come back maybe. We'll see. And you're back. And you're at Thanksgiving again and you're hanging out again. And everyone's just kind of, punching the arm going, hey, it's good to have you back, Danny. That's the vibe,
That's
right?
That's the feeling, yeah.
But between that comment and the Daniels jersey sales, it has brought back this idea that we're only probably an excellent football season away. We're a couple of really good football seasons away from it being a lot harder to get rid of this name. And I want to know if you're ready to make peace with that, Mr. Rouye.
Mm.
If the Commanders are good, the name is going to stick. Now, I tweeted something to this effect a couple days ago at Grant H. Paulson, and most of the responses are angry people telling me how much they hate the name and how I'm dumb. And that's fine. But I'm not telling you will like the name more because they're winning. That's what people are yelling at me as if I said. That's not what I said. You got to listen to me. I'm not suggesting if you don't like the name that the name will grow on you. Although that may eventually happen. That's certainly not my point. My point is, and I think this is actually just common sense, if the Commanders are really good and they win 11 games for the first time since 1991, if the Commanders get to the playoffs and win a game for the first time in 19 years and then come in the next year expected to be good and do another double-digit win thing where they get to the playoffs and maybe go on a run, it just gets more difficult to change the name. And I just want everyone to understand that. I'm not saying you shouldn't be rooting for that. I'm not saying we should be hoping they lose. That would be ridiculous. I'm just saying it's time to make peace with this fact that if they're good and they have a quarterback that everybody likes, check, and jerseys are flying off the shelves and Commanders merchandise is being purchased at a rate that it wasn't previously, and they become the cool team nationally, which we're already seeing, and they become the it team in town, which we're starting to see, the name is not going anywhere.
The great Thomas Sowell has a quote that I often reference. There are no solutions, only trade-offs. This is the trade-off. I hate the name. It reminds me of Dan Snyder. I can't say it because it reminds me of Snyder. The whole thing is just Snyder to me. He ruined everything, and this was his last echo of his time here. I can't stand it. I hate the name. I hate it so much. I try to never say it. It's sticking. This is the plan. I'm telling you all along, this is the plan. They're going to kick the can down the road because they'd rather not spend the millions of dollars on the rebrand and the re-this and the re-re-this and then this PR campaign and this unveiling and the next 2222.
Yeah, you could change the name again.
You could change it down the line.
But what if it doesn't?
If you don't have to do it, they're not going to do it. And the every Jaden Daniels current team name jersey that's sold is another reason not to change it again. It's going to stick. And this is how it's going to stick. Is they're good and it's going, well, we got enough.
I think the premise is irrefutable,
mm-hmm.
frankly. I think this is common sense, right? The better the football team is, the more likely the name sticks. Can you make peace with that? That is the question for you guys as we open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, taking you up to 6:30 and the preview of Thursday Night Football tonight. Tyler Biadasz of the Commanders, suddenly revered offensive line, stops by at 3:30. Right now, we have opened the show by discussing the fact that the upstart club has the name getting more positive connotations nationally. Nobody's really second and third guessing themselves before they say Commanders on the shouty shows as they're yelling about how good they are and how good Jaden Daniels looks. And the question for you guys here locally, where the name is not popular, is, I guess, A, do you agree with what seems to be a pretty obvious premise that the better the team does, the harder it's going to be to change the name? 800-636-1067. And then I guess more importantly, can you make peace with that?
So I would offer one potential rephrase to also reel in some even more people. It becomes less necessary to change the name. It becomes less of a priority to change the name. In other words, Josh Harris and company have repeatedly said, like, we're not thinking about that right now. And it implies that you would think about it later. There's no need to think about it later. There's, you know what I mean? It's
remember,
a one
I
more
asked
way.
Him point yes. blank too, when he had his one press conference before the season, are you doing any research? Are you guys aware, based on that research, that the name isn't resonating, or do you have research that says otherwise? And I'll paraphrase his answer, but he basically said that they were doing research and that it does matter that the name is not popular.
And so the better brand association that you get with something, the less need there is to change the brand.
Exactly.
It's fundamental. It's marketing. It's economics 101. It's your first business class. Welcome to business school. If somebody likes your brand, if you're Coca-Cola, don't change it to something totally different. You got a pretty good brand going.
I was texting with a buddy who's a lifelong fan of the team today, and we were discussing this very thing. And he had made the point that it doesn't really matter if the people who are angry that it's not Redskins ever come back or not, if it becomes cool enough that the casuals join, because you grow a new fan base.
Correct.
In other words, you fill up RFK Stadium with every single person who is at every single game, who knows Jurgensen and who knows John Riggins and all those guys' stat lines. And say every single one of them doesn't care as this team's playing in a playoff game in January. But think about 7th and F Streets when the Capitals went to the Stanley Cup. Think about the Navy Yard when the Nats went to the World Series. There were so many people dancing in the streets and partying and buying their red T-shirts to rock who couldn't tell you who Chandler Stephenson was on the Caps' third line and didn't necessarily know who Tanner Rainey was in the Nats' bullpen. But it was the thing to do. It was kind of fun, and they became fans that still go to Caps games a couple times a year, that still go to Nats games a couple times a year. So while my point is I think it does matter to still appease and appeal to that fan base that's been disenfranchised, his point is the numbers, it's just math. Like, the numbers will grow exponentially. Young people don't care that it's not Redskins anymore. A random 10 or 12-year-old, my son, who's a toddler, who when we were in the store pointed to the Jaden Daniels jersey because he hears dad talk about him and said he wanted the jersey, they don't care that it's not Redskins. And so if they're the cool team, if they're the it team with the it quarterback, it's just going to happen naturally. Let's go to the phones. George is in Fredericksburg on the Fan. Hey, George.
Hey, boys. What's going on, man? Thank you, as always, for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it, dude.
And just to answer your general question first off, yeah, I guess you would have to be at peace with it. But I would argue that it is refutable because right now we're saying that Jaden Daniels jersey is the one that's flying off the shelf. So are we breeding Commanders fans or are we breeding Jaden Daniels fans? So what I'm saying is that if he decides to leave after his contract and all the you know, the extensions are put on there and he decides to leave and those jerseys are no longer selling, are we still, the Commander's name is still going to suck. So it's just going to be predicated on how long is Jaden there or the next Jaden.
So it's a good point, but it doesn't matter for the greater conversation because the point is the purchase is being made. The merch is moving. The merch is being worn. The gear is out there. We're going from a time where nobody wants to buy gear to a time where they will. So the reason why they're buying it, if I'm Josh Harris, doesn't really matter. It just becomes part of the fabric. Instead of walking down the street and never seeing anything that said Commanders and seeing a bunch of stuff that said Redskins, you'll start to see more stuff that says Commanders.
Right. And so from their perspective, what impetus do they have to change it? It's working. You know what I mean? Like we have to do nothing. You could do nothing and make a bunch of money, or you could spend a bunch of money in the hopes that the new thing works. The point is, it's now the path of least resistance.
800-636-1067. Shane, D.C., you're on Grant and Danny.
Hey, Shane.
Commander, how y'all doing today, Grant?
Good, bro.
Good. First of all, I'm going to give a shout-out to my hometown, man. Tennessee just got, yeah, as you know, just got destroyed by the hurricane. So shout-out to my people down there. But, look, man, this I think the name's going to change. Regardless of what it is, I think, like, Commander hit it on the head. It's still left over in Daniel Snyder. I mean, it's still part of him that is in this city. And I don't care if they go out and win the Super Bowl. I think they change as it's going to be now. But no, but the name needs to change. They need a new brand to get away from that Snyder, that horrible owner that we had here, that scumbag. But no, I think that right now it's a priority. Like you said, no, they got more things to worry about, a stadium, things of that nature. But I think the name is what it is for the next couple of years. But I do believe that this name will be changed, regardless if they win or not. I mean, like the last caller said, are we fans of the players or are we fans of this team? Players come and go in this league, as you know. NFL's not for long. So my theory is it's going to be a couple of years, no hurry, but I do believe that this name's going to be changed. It's never going to go back to the Redskins, as we know. It's not going to happen, but I think we can get a better name than the damn Commanders.
Well, I'm with you on that. And, Shane, hope everybody, you and yours are all happy and healthy and safe. Scary stuff. But just to the trivial matter of the name itself, I hope you're right, honestly. But I guess the point here is, I don't know how to say it better than this. If I'm ownership, I go, this is a lever we can pull. If things don't go well in the football field, which happens, by the way, draft picks don't pan out, guys get hurt, or you know the bottom falls out, or turns out we made the wrong choice somewhere. It's a regular football operation, and those things happen. The wrong GM, the wrong coach, the wrong whatever, right? If we're not playing well, if we can't pull the shiny new stadium card, if we can't do the thing that's going to try to re-engineer or re-excite this fan base, that is a lever we can pull. If we don't have to pull it, and spend the man hours, the consulting fees, the reprinting, and all the you know the policy stuff that you have to do to file the trademarks. We don't have to do that. We're not doing it.
He said if they win a Super Bowl, it won't matter. They'll change the name. That I completely disagree with. Now, I don't know what the line of demarcation is. If they get to this point, then you can't change it. But, and maybe he was being hyperbolic. If they were to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years, they're the Commanders forever. I mean, again, look at the Capitals and the Nats runs, which are a microcosm of what a Super Bowl run would be in this town. It would be unlike anything we've seen in my lifetime, literally ever in sports in this city. Dan Snyder would be such an afterthought. Nobody would be talking about him anymore. They will have already turned the page, or at least that's what they will have sold at that point. So what about if they get to an NFC championship game? Is that enough? Is a playoff win or back-to-back years with playoff wins enough? I'm not sure. But I just think it's common sense that there's going to be more positive connotations to the name.
Mm-hmm.
There will be more buy-in for the operation, and there will be gear everywhere if they are winning football games. And if you're the owners, you go, wait a second, this is a gigantic expense. It is a gamble anyway that they like the next thing.
Yep.
It is something the league would rather us not do as it is. It's a huge pain in the tuchus. Why are we doing this when things are trending well at
right.
this point? Let's go to Leo in Gaithersburg. What's up, Leo?
What's going on, Grant, Danny? Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, the name's sticking. No matter what anybody says, even if we don't win a Super Bowl, even if we have the next 5-6 losing seasons, I think it's sticking. Just because.
So I'm going to let you keep going. I don't want to cut you off, but from making the rest of your point. But I just want to say I disagreed with that before this season, and I still would disagree. Right. Like if they don't have positive memories that go along with the name and the purchases and all those things that come to change the perception. There's just too much research right now that's been done that shows that the fan base hates the name.
Right. And just like you, my five-year-old daughter, she has no idea, no clue who the Redskins were. We were in Dick's last weekend. She wanted a little cute Commanders cheerleading dress that she could wear when we watched the games together. Like, you know what I mean?
I bet she got it, too,
Leo. Did she get it, Leo? I bet she did.
She wore it.
Oh, yeah, she did, because I don't have to DVR the games. If she's cheerleading for me, I can watch them live, right? But here's the thing. What about Danny, and I'm with you. Like, I really didn't like the name. I didn't even like the way they couldn't even close the blinds. Remember how they unveiled
it? Oh, of course, yeah. Come on.
They couldn't even, like, that. They couldn't even, that the foresight, right? It wasn't there. But what if they rebranded the Commanders? My favorite Commanders jersey, like apparel that I have, is this bootleg T-shirt I got, the Dan Quinn one with a W and the feather, right? It's my favorite piece of gear because it's an homage to the past, it's the future. What if they rebranded the Commanders brand and we had that circle? We had the W.
They're not going to go back with anything with the feather. Appreciate the call. I mean, I'll just cut you off at the pass there. Nothing with Native American imagery is going to be used. It's just not going to happen moving forward. But if they redid the brand a little bit, I think that is on the table.
I think it would help.
Get rid of these dumb jerseys immediately and bring back the old jerseys. That would be the first thing they should do. They should be doing that next year, as far as I'm concerned. Bring back the Super Bowl era jerseys and get rid of these stupid colors and these stupid jerseys. That's one step. If they do a few things like that and it's Commanders and they're winning, I'm sorry, guys. Get used to the name.
Yeah, I mean, the best comp we can offer here, different context for why the name was changed, but with Wizards and Bullets. I still hate Wizards, by the way. There's no point in fighting it, right? The fight is over. I lost decades
ago. Such a good point, because everyone wants to argue about, I'm not going to like the name. I'm not telling you you're going to like it, or that everyone will. If you poll Wizards fans right now, how many people like the name? It's probably below 30%.
Well, but all you know, anybody Ryan's age, even your age and below, probably don't even remember Bullets. You don't even remember that name meant something.
I barely have a file, but my earliest memories are their first year as the Wizards.
Yeah, and so the point is you take the air out of the ball, you wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and this is just what it is. I still hate Wizards. I can't stand it. It's a terrible name that should never have been changed. And yet, here I am. I've accepted it. I'm not at peace with it, whatever the distinction is. I don't like it at all, but there's nothing I can do about it. And I think that's the best case for a lot of us.
Using that phrase, making peace. Can you make peace with this team name if times get good around here? Because if they continue to win, you might have to. Grant and Danny on the Fan. G&D on the Fan, Tyler Biotish on the show at 3:30 today. That's coming up in about 45 minutes. We want to give the O-line some love. They've been outstanding. Commanders coming back home to take on the Cleveland Browns at Northwest Stadium on Sunday afternoon. Rolls off the tongue nicely. Just like Dad did it. He's going to see his Commanders at Northwest Stadium.
Yeah. Have times changed at all? I'm trying to look anything up.
If they keep winning, though, times might not change that much more.
Yeah, you're going to downtown D.C. to watch them play, right? No, you're not. East of the city to go to Northwest.
I think I've always assumed when they're in their new stadium in 2030, they'll have a new name. That's kind of the timeline. It'll be before then at some point, but not immediately. But if they hit on the quarterback and Daniels is Josh Allen or he's, you know, Lamar Jackson, and they're selling games out and people care again and everyone's got his jersey, they're not changing the name. I just don't see a path to that. Because even though Danny's still going to want the name changed, and I'm still going to want the name to be something
different. A lot of people will, but there won't be the need.
Yeah, every person, I don't want to say everyone, probably at a 90-plus percent clip, right? The people that hate the name are going to continue to hate the name. You're going to be replaced by some guy who hadn't been a fan of the team that now is. By some girl who wasn't a fan of the team, who was just playing fantasy football, who now loves Jaden Daniels and the really good team in her backyard enough that she goes to the games. And they don't care who it is. They just want the butt in the seat.
Yeah, there's an old phrase that's usually related to politics, so everybody, you know, adult pants on here will be fine. I promise you guys will be fine. But people vote with their pocketbooks.
Don't say the word vote, dude. It's October 3rd. The election's almost a month away. We don't want to scare anyone away. Please show meeting. Do not say the word vote.
I would never say it.
Okay.
I would never say it. People wrote with their pocketbooks.
Okay.
Right? The point is, if money's being made, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about your principled stance. I'm sorry I'm angry. I'm over here furious. I can't stand it. I hate it. I just see Snyder's smirking dumb face. I can't change anything. If people are like every jersey that's sold with the current name on it is another step walking away from me going, but wait, come back, change it.
The wife and I never had a conversation about this, but it became very obvious after several weeks we were not buying anything that said Commanders. This is not some hard and fast rule, and for me, I don't wear team gear really anyway, but we just weren't going to make any of those purchases, right? The stuff she would buy for the kids would just say Washington football, the football team, whatever. My son walks in the door with a Commanders Jaden Daniels jersey, and I kind of looked at her, and I was like, I guess we're doing this now. She's like, he wanted a Jaden Daniels jersey. That tells you something, as does the coverage all over the country right now. Let's go to Disco and Laurel on G&D. What's up, Disco?
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. So, look, here's what I think is going to happen. I think the same thing could happen like it happened with the Caps and maybe the Nationals. D.C. is such a transient town, and you do have some diehards who have been here. But when you've got people, when they start winning and people casually, it becomes a social event to go to the games.
Totally.
You know, you're not going to buy your 10-year-old kid a Monty Coleman jersey. You're not going to buy, you know, you're not going to have some congressional aide. It's, oh, you know, let me go get a Art Monk jersey. People are going to buy Jaden Daniels jerseys. Mm-hmm. People might buy Brian Robinson or whomever. And on that note, I literally, guys, an hour ago, just got back from the team store at the stadium and bought a Jaden Daniels jersey after I emphatically said that I would not. I put it on Twitter. I said I wasn't going to do it, and damn if I didn't do it.
Dude.
Here we go. I mean, this is kind of what we're talking about. I got a tweet here. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny. This is from Anthony. He says, this, in all caps, is the reason why I was begging them to put a higher priority on changing the name.
Exactly.
Because of the possibility of becoming a winning franchise with it. And to that, I would say, this is exactly why they didn't put a higher priority on changing the name.
Agree with all of it.
Because they took the air out of the ball and said, maybe if we hit on the quarterback, we don't have to. And so far, it looks like they hit on the quarterback.
100%, my friend.
Let's go to Chad in Alexandria on the Fan. Hey, Chad.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Got it, dude.
So, I'm 28 years old, and I've been a lifelong Redskins fan, which means I've never seen a win before or any winning tradition, so I couldn't care less what the name is as long as we're winning.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to feel that way.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the point.
And I get that, by the way. I don't begrudge that. Because if you never had the unbelievable amount of joy that people my age and older had, where's your association? Your only memories of the then Redskins were expectations, disappointment, scandal, and nonsense. So, yeah, what brand attachment do you have?
There's workarounds, to be clear. I got a guy, Jimbo, here saying, do what me and my buddies are doing. And he's got a picture of some site where you can still make your own Redskins jersey. And so I don't know what
that's going to get shut down, brother.
I don't know what country it comes from. I don't know what viruses he get. Yeah. But they're getting Jaden Daniels jerseys there. I got another guy who sent me a picture of his new jersey, which is a white LSU jersey with like the gold trim. So it doesn't look that different from an aerial shot necessarily. You're wearing white. It's a Daniels. Like, he's going, I'm not buying a Commanders jersey. And while I respect the hustle, that's just not what most people are going to be doing.
Right.
They're going to, where's the closest, I almost dated myself and said Modell's. But where's the closest Dick's? Where's is Sports Authority even a thing?
I think so.
Where's the closest Sports Authority? They're going to go get their jersey because it's right around the corner.
Sports Authority did shut down, by the way.
Everywhere or just some?
Everywhere.
Bummer.
I mean, this whole segment is just I remember when I was young.
Dude, you ever go to Sports Authority? They had all sorts of things.
We'd go to Sports Authority, and then we'd go right over to KB Toys, and then we'd end our day at Kmart.
Yeah, I swung by Kmart. That's still around? It's not? Okay.
Friendly's? Don't tell me Friendly's is gone, too.
A lot of times I'd peruse the CDs at Tower Records
in
hopes of purchasing a new one.
800-636-1067. You want to hop in on G&D. Are you with us that wins are going to make it harder to replace the name? This is Grant and Danny. Also, at the top of the hour, there could be another change coming to the new kickoff that makes it even easier for you to get the ball closer to midfield. We'll explain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com